Now, after days and days of snow and big mounds of it, of course, still lingering in some parts of the country, we thought it would be a very good time to get some feel-good holiday vibes and talk about heading off somewhere a little bit warmer than here. And joining me to do just that is Mark Evans, who is the travel editor with the Herald. You're very welcome back to the programme, Mark. But before we just get into the hot holiday deals, we've heard a huge amount about the number of people stranded in the various airports over the weekend and all that kind of stuff. Where are we at with the backlog now? Has it more or less been cleared?
There's still a backlog now. I was speaking to Ryanair and they said the majority of passengers have got a refund or have been reaccommodated. Aer Lingus are drafting in extra planes too. There was a problem obviously down the Canaries. There was storms there during the week and in the United States. So it's a perfect storm all over the world. Yeah. They're drafting in 767s to bring people home. They were concentrating on transatlantic, obviously the long haul, trying to get those people out of the country. But those people will be accommodated now on 767s. It's not ideal. Like, to be honest with you, given the fact like Dublin Airport cleared 400,000 tonnes of snow, that's heavier than the Empire State Building by about 20%.
Wow.
That's how much came out. Cork, five times more than in 2010. And Aer Lingus said it was the worst disruption since 2010, the volcanic ash.
Oh, I remember that. Do we have any expectation of when things will be fully back to normal in terms of flights?
Well, it's normal operations today. Like Shannon was less affected. Like Ryanair was back yesterday. Aer Lingus back today. Normal, what they call normal operations. But every airline will say to you, get to the airport early just because there's a backlog and there's people around. So, you know,
all right,
you can hang around for a few hours, do a bit of shopping, whatever you have to do, grab a coffee. But it's all with the best advice is keep up to date. Just follow the live tracking. Most flights are fine. It's just a case of, you know, there is a backlog.
Okay. On to more pleasant topics. Where should we all go on our sun holidays? Because I think people are... It's now March, it's spring, it's come. I remember getting sunburnt once on Paddy's Day. Like this is unseasonally bad weather. Where is nice and warm that we might head off to without breaking the bank?
Yeah, I reckon we've had about 6 months of winter at the station since October.
It totally
yeah,
does.
Absolutely. I mean, I was a human popsicle all weekend. just say that there are deals, and there are deals this weekend, and they're actually not bad. Now, I would say, you know, we've got children in school. There's no chance you're going anywhere. It's a backlog in schools.
Yeah.
You know, so let's presume you've got children out of that age, or you're a couple, or you're on your own, or whatever. I've seen like Fuerteventura is not bad. Departing the 10th of March this weekend, 349, direct from Dublin, down to the Canaries. I've checked the weather just to make sure. It's 21 degrees at the moment and the forecast is about 26, 27.
So up to 27.
That's
okay. 27 degrees is a distant memory to most of us at this point.
I think polar exploration is probably warmer than here, to be honest. I'll take one of those.
So Canaries, some good value.
Canaries there. Not bad at all. Now, TUI actually have a few things. They're offering extra legroom as well. TUI are one of the big operators, obviously.
Yeah.
March 8th now, that's coming very close, about 3 days' time. They're offering all-inclusive 7 nights from 569 in Gran Canaria. Again, I checked the weather. Look, please don't ring in if the weather's not that great.
No.
But what I'm saying, it's in the 20s. It's in the high 20s anyway. Go Hop, if you can wait a week or two longer, Go Hop are doing pretty good deals. One all-inclusive I saw coming in about €250 for 5 nights.
250 Go Hop for 5 nights?
All-inclusive. That's gohop.ie.
And is that like a 2-star? Is that very down?
It's a 3-star, which again...
Not too bad.
Yeah, no, actually, do you know, I tell a lie, it's a 4-star. It's on the Algarve. Now, the Algarve, I've checked the weather. Portugal's one of those places you never know.
Yeah, a bit hit and miss.
Hit and miss. It's in the low 20s at the moment.
So it's pleasant.
It is pleasant, yeah.
And 250 for 5 nights and 4-star.
Yeah, to be honest with you, like even if it was, you know, Irish summer, you'd enjoy yourself anyway.
At 21 degrees or whatever it is in Ireland, we're all in our shorts and t-shirts.
I would take 10 degrees at the moment, to be honest with you. I would say also as well, I've seen Escape2.ie, they're an online travel agent again here in Ireland. They're offering around Paddy's Weekend. Now, I cannot get 100% on it. It's 550 for about 3 nights in Dubai.
Ooh.
That's flights as well. Now, you fly alone to Dubai. No, actually, Emirates are having a sale. They're trying to have a Paddy's Day sale. It's looking about 400. But, you know, you're looking extra €150. You're looking at an Ibis. You're not looking at, you know, gold-plated taps
and all that
kind of stuff. But Dubai is Dubai. You know,
is 3 nights in Dubai not an off? Is 9-hour flight?
No, it's about 7.5 hours.
It's a long way for 3 days.
Someone like me, I'd do it. But, you know, I'd always ring around. The one thing I'd say, and this is where probably travel agents commit their own, during bad weather, they will do the donkey work for you. And if you say, you know what,
I
want 5 days,
and
I want this.
And if you were the person that was going to Dubai or the Emirates or Abu Dhabi or whatever, is that good weather now?
30 degrees. I don't want to break your heart. Sorry, I'm really sorry about that.
Now,
the price of alcohol might kill you, but really? Oh yeah. Well, you know, there are picnics. Well, on Saturday or on the Friday, which is the holy day, that's when everybody has their picnics, as they call them, the expats. and it's happy hour. It could be about €50. It's all you can drink, and it's incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
And I see here some other 5-star-y things that you have. There's a at this thing. 5-star in the Dominican Republic. I don't even hardly know where the Dominican Republic is. Is that over in the Caribbean?
It's actually next door to Haiti. I'm not selling you there, am I? Dominican Republic is one of those all inclusive, very Americanized, you know, kind of very nice hotels. If anybody's ever been to Mexican Riviera or Jamaica or any of these places where you have these massive hotel developments, that's what, about 1600. Again, it's a long way to go. Again, I'd always check how much for a second week if you can afford, or much for 10 nights. I think that's about 7 or 8 nights. Again, you're going to fly through London, so you always got that bit of jet lag or whatever. But to be honest with you, we were talking about screaming babies last week. I think a lot of people would actually change nappies for nothing on a plane just to get away at this stage. It's that bad.
I think you're not wrong. But with regard to if people are sitting here kind of going, you know, the hotspots, is it basically the Emirates, the Canaries, maybe the southern Mediterranean things? What about North Africa? People still going to Morocco?
That? Well, Sunway are kind of the experts in Morocco, and looking at like 2-star. Like I've stayed in the 3-star hotel, which we're offering now. Again, it's 520. That's departing 10th of March. 3-star plus. It's got water slides. Now, again, if you have kids of a certain age, obviously not in school, you could bring them, and it's right beside the beach. Now, I've been there, weather-wise, slightly cooler than the Canaries, but we're talking low 20s anyway, but food is...
Morocco is cooler than the Canaries, is it?
It's always a little bit cooler than I've found any time, but to be honest with you, Agadir is a very, very nice beach. It's got a beautiful, price are cheap, beautiful beach. Stuff like hairdressing, eating out, all those kind of facilities, much cheaper than even the Canaries. It's actually good value.
Really good value.
Yeah, very good value.
From, you know, and very possibly, Mark, showing my total ignorance here, safe to travel to, not a particularly high tourist risk, nothing like that?
Yeah, no, I've never had a problem there. You get, actually, that part of Morocco, you get an awful lot of the old kind of hippie trail as well. So a little bit further, you got a lot of surfers, you know, those kind of beach kind of hedonistic type guys. Very, very safe. Now, again, anywhere in the world, I'll always say it's a very time, but I've never had an issue. Security is very good. People are very, very generally friendly. Never an issue.
If you could recommend one top tip for March 3-star and one top tip for March 5-star, what would you say?
I would say go to a travel agent. That's really my only recommendation, and say, here is my budget. What can you get me?
Get me the best value for this.
Get me the best value. And, you know, and say, look, I don't want to break the bank, or do you want to break the bank? Whatever you want. And ask them to tailor make it. And the one thing, once you have the packaging, you do have that safety if anything does go wrong in terms of flights.
Insurance.
Or, you know, it's when you book your own flight, everything's fine. Like you have rights. Flightrights.ie, just to emphasise, that's Commission for Aviation Regulation. If you've got any issue with airlines, check the website and just make sure you've been covered. And, you know, you have they have a duty of care to you. But a travel agent, they have more of a duty of care to you.
Yeah. I have to say, I've been doing it kind of DIY for years now, but I'm starting to, you're starting to persuade me. So thank you very much. And thank you for all those top tips indeed. That is Mark Evans, their travel editor in The Herald.